Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My story is right in the middle of the gathering of the followers of Jesus. And a strong wind has just ripped through the house. And the power of the Holy Spirit has come upon the believers of Jesus for the first time. Peter is about to explain what is going on, so step into my story as it continues. The men at the front of the meeting had flames that looked like tongues sitting on top of their heads. Each man spoke a different language. Many in the crowd, which was growing quickly, thought these men were drunk. But it was a little early in the morning to start drinking. Others, who were foreigners living in the city, understood their words. These words were the language from their own hometowns. Peter was up front with 11 other men, raised his voice, "Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, give heed to my words. These men are not drunk. It is too early in the morning to start drinking. You are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy that was spoke by the prophet Joel." And I read, "And in the last days God will pour forth my spirit among men. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. Even on slaves, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. There will be great wonders in the sky and signs in the earth below, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun will turn dark and the moon into blood, all before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall arrive. And it shall be that everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, this is not his entire message. But afterwards, the church was birthed and 3,000 people were baptized that day. They began meeting house to house. Once again, we see God working in our world today through the fulfillment of prophecy written in the Old Testament. Peter refers to this new epoch as the last days. You are living in the last days, as proclaimed in the Old Testament. Next, we'll see how this term, last days, is lived out through Peter. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.